Welcome to Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. It's Final Four weekend, and we're so glad you joined us for a very special program. Here to tell you all about it is the host of Sharing the Victory, University of Nebraska assistant football coach, Ron Brown.
Today we have a very special show honoring Kay Yao, former basketball coach at North Carolina State University. Kay, of course, had a longtime battle with cancer, an incredible woman of faith. Not only did she impact college basketball, she impacted life for so many people. She died on January 24th, 2009, after a long battle with cancer. You know, and she was first diagnosed in 1987, and of course, there's always hope, and you hope that the cancer will go into remission forever. She coached at North Carolina State for 34 years, and she won more than 700 games through all of this battle. She won a gold medal coaching the United States women's Olympic basketball team. And, you know, I know the day that she died, so many hearts were just broken. But yet she added life, as a great person always does. In their death, they add life to those that they leave behind. Let's hear a little of what Kay Yao had to say at the FCA breakfast at last year's Women's Final Four.
I would just like to say that I'm like everybody in this room. Really, we have nothing but what the Lord has enabled us to have and what He has provided. There's nothing I could claim on my own that I've ever done or that I have or that I'm a part of, that it's just by His grace that I have anything. So I'm a person who truly understands that. Of course, I was first diagnosed with cancer in 87. And then for 17 years, I was cancer-free. I thought I was cancer-free for life, but I found out in the 18th year that it returned. Then got it a little bit under control in 2004. Then 2006, it hit a different level. I would want everybody to know that God has a plan for each of us. I mean, He's totally in control. I think there are at least three prongs to this whole thing about hope and faith and in God's Word. I believe completely in God's Word. But the way that His Word can be applied sometimes is like, God definitely has the power to heal me. And I never count that out. I never count that out, even though I'm in stage four cancer and I understand that situation and everything about it. I never count out that one day we're going to take the circulating tumor cell count test and they're going to come back and say it's zero, because He has the power to do that. So that could happen. I believe that. But another prong is that He is going to be with you. But sometimes God is asking us to do things also that, you know, to get through this. We can't just, like, have a miraculous healing. There are steps He wants us to take, things He wants us to do. And so we do it together. And together, by doing it, doing our part that He has laid on our hearts, of course, He's always doing His part, then we may come out of the situation. But there are other times, the third prong is sort of the hard prong for some people. And that prong is that He will sustain us. He will keep us in whatever we have to go through. You see, He never promised to keep us from the waters or to keep us out of the fire. In Isaiah, there's a great passage of when He is talking about when you pass through the waters, that He will be with us. When we pass through the rivers, they will not overflow us. When we pass through the fire, we will not be burned, neither will the flame kindle upon us. I mean, He gives us promises, but He never promises that we won't have to go through the waters, that we won't have to go through the fire. But His promise is He will sustain us and He will keep us. When we go through, He will provide a way. His grace is sufficient. He has a plan. And the way that I look at it is like, I don't know what his plan is. Is his plan for me to be here next year this time? I do not know that. But the thing that I'm positive of, that he has the best in store for me. And I want to promise you this, that if I weren't here next year, that God never makes a mistake. And it is best. I mean, whatever happens, I'm in God's hands. He is in total control of my life. There's nobody else I would trust to determine my fate and my future but him. But I know that he knows what is best. The thing that I think that knowing the Lord that we have to grasp is that at death, we make an exit. We are exiting from one stage into a new beginning of eternal life with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We can't have any understanding of what we would be going to. So God is good. His grace abounds. He provides. Many people have said to me, many people, which I appreciate, but they said, you have such strength. Many people I talk to say that. And of course, my favorite Bible verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I know my strength comes from Christ, but my strength comes from him because I rely on him. Believe me, it's not me, not even one little bit. I can't claim any of it. It's completely and totally all him and his provision for me and my life.
That was the late Kay Yao, longtime women's basketball coach at North Carolina State, who spoke very passionately at last year's Final Four during the FCA breakfast. We'll hear more from that speech later in the program. But coming up next, we'll hear from three women who knew Kay very well. Their comments are straight ahead as Sharing the Victory continues.
Her goal?
To shoot par.
Our goal? To keep her on course. While she prepares for her shot, we prepare her for life. By helping her pursue honorable ambitions, she will stay on course. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. When it comes to your sport, you can compete with
heart.
You can compete with
soul.
You can play
inside out.
FCA Camps, a time of inspiration and perspiration for athletes and coaches who want to reach their full potential. Call 866-269-2267. That's 866-269-2267 or go to fcacamps.org. That's fcacamps.org.
Welcome back to this special edition of Sharing the Victory. Hi, I'm Ron Brown, your host. We're dedicating this program to Kay Yao, who passed away in January at the age of 66. Kay had been the head women's basketball coach at North Carolina State since 1975. She was first diagnosed with cancer back in 1987. To catch a glimpse of this great Christian woman's impact on college basketball and beyond, let's hear from some of Kay Yao's friends.
North Carolina women's head basketball coach Sylvia Hatchell.
You know, I had some very special time with Kay just 2 days before she passed away. And, you know, we've done a lot of coaching together. We coached the Olympics in 88. We coached the World Championships and Goodwill Games and all that. And we shared a lot of memories. And, you know, she was so weak at the time. I was doing most of the talking. But she smiled at me and would nod her head and all. And we had some tears, you know, being shed. But And I told her, I said, Kay, I said, you know, We set all these goals, you know, to win championships and trophies and all this and rings and all. I said, but, you know, our greatest goal is to one day go to heaven and take as many people as we can with us. And I said, there's no doubt that you're going to be in heaven soon. And I said, and that one day there'll be a lot of people in heaven because of Kay Yao. Mm-hmm. And she smiled at me and had tears rolling down her face. And, you know, that's very, very true. I mean, there's no one that lives their faith any more than Kay did.
FCA Vice President of Coaches Ministry, Donna Noonan.
You know, she's one of those coaches, kind of like Coach Wooden, who just transcends sport, whether it's a softball coach or a basketball coach, or I've even talked to football coaches, you know, who know about Kay Yao and the kind of coach that she was and the kind of person that she was, and that she, you know, she truly, truly saw. She's not only a great technical coach, you know, obviously as an Olympic gold medalist and all that, but, you know, how she developed players and how a player who came into her program grew through the 4 years that she spent with her. I mean, she's a great coach and so well-respected. There's not a coach that you would talk to that wouldn't respect her as a coach, as a basketball coach, and wouldn't recognize that and how much of an influence she had in the establishment of the WBCA and just the growth of women's basketball in general. I guarantee you it would not be the game it is today without a Kay Yao. Kay was one of those coaches who just loved to teach and loved to learn and loved to help others grow in basketball, as well as their faith in Christ. I mean, she was the consummate teacher. But, you know, you see the Jane Albright, the Pat Summits, the Vivian Stringers. I mean, it's the who's who of women's basketball all can point to an influence that Kay had on their coaching career. So she has that coaching tree, and not only people that have worked with her as assistants who are out there coaching today on the high school and college level, but, you know, also fellow coaches that she influenced just by being around her.
University of Nevada women's head basketball coach Jane Albright.
Well, Kay's funeral was amazing. Most of the time, part of the grieving process is to talk about this person, to remember how wonderful the person was. And Kay chose instead to have two preachers share the gospel, exactly what someone would need to know to come to the Lord. And then she chose to get on a video. And it's not even Kay that would do something like that. It is the Lord. You know, she started out by just saying good morning or afternoon, whichever one that it is. I don't know. And everybody just laughed. You know, the 2,000 people laughed. And then she went on and talked in a very, very southern, charming way about how she was led to the Lord and just said life's better with Jesus. And there were a lot of people there that I'm sure have never heard that message. And Kay could give that message in such a Jesus-like way because it was so non-condemning and so non-judgmental. You know, you could tell that the love that she had for Jesus in her heart made her different than all people that don't have that love. And she made it clear to everybody that I'm not just a good person. This is the Lord, you know, the love of the Lord inside of me, and these are the steps to do. And Kay touched us all everywhere, and she pointed her finger always back to Jesus in a very, very unique way.
I hope that those comments give you a better picture of the life that was lived by Kay Yao. When we return, you'll hear more from the speech that Kay Yao gave last year at an FCA breakfast at the Final Four. You're listening to a special edition of Sharing the Victory, FCA's national radio program.
His goal?
To break the 100 freestyle.
Our goal? To keep him afloat. While he concentrates on his kicks, we concentrate on his character. By helping him live a life of faith,
and that's a new record,
he is sure to keep afloat. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Serving.
Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at FCA.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. Welcome back to Sharing the Victory with University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown.
Glad you could join us today for a special program honoring Kay Yao, the longtime head women's basketball coach at North Carolina State. Coach Yao went home to be with the Lord on January 24th of this year after a long battle with cancer. That's reason to celebrate, isn't it? Earlier, we played a part of a speech that Kay gave at an FCA breakfast at last year's Women's Final Four. Now here's the conclusion of that speech.
I have this one thing. I have this battle with cancer. But outside of that, everything that I look at in my life is a blessing. I have so many more blessings than this one thing that many people would consider it's not a blessing. But then maybe it is a blessing. Maybe it's the greatest blessing of all. As a result of fighting this, we now have established the KELWBCA Cancer Fund, in which all coaches, a nation of coaches, are coming together to do something that will affect the lives of many men and women that are above and beyond anything that we do in coaching. So as I would look at what is happening in that organization and what God has given me as a ministry to so many people, you know, every day of my life, I'm either calling somebody, writing somebody, or speaking to somebody about cancer and about trusting in the Lord, knowing Him and who He is and what He can do for them first for eternal life. To me, those are major blessings. So how could I say as a person that fighting the battle of cancer myself is not a blessing? It would be a stretch for me to think that this is all bad. It's not. I can see that clearly myself, that God is using this battle that I might impact other people for Him. And it's good with me because I know that He wants what's best for me. He is absolutely present. And He's just showing me that He is with me and that He is using what I'm going through to continue to develop my own character, to know Him better, to grow in every way. And really, I don't know where you're coming from in life or where you are, but there's absolutely nothing better than getting to know God better and better. Today, my wish for every person in this room would be that you would know Him as your personal Lord and Savior. If you don't know Him, the thing is, you must know about His love and how much He wants to help you be the person that He created you to be. And the only way is to know Him, ask Him to come into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, which He will do immediately. But you must be sincere about it. You must want Him to come in and be in charge of your life. We're all sinners. We're not perfect. Well, far from it. He's working in our lives. But if you're just willing to repent of your sins and just get in line with Him, with His ways and His words and what He wants and who He is as a person, you really want to become more like Him and walk in His ways. If you really want that, it can happen for you right now. It's just that simple. Ask Him into your life. He will send His Holy Spirit into your heart, and you will be assured of eternal life. Eternal life with Him. That's important. When you exit, there is a beginning. And to have that beginning be eternal life with Him is incredible. And once you are assured of eternal life, then you will have the opportunity to read His Word, the Bible, and to pray to Him. And I guarantee you, if you commit to reading His Word and talking with Him, He will begin to change your life, provide many opportunities for you to serve Him in many ways, and he will draw very close to you as you draw close to him. Could we just bow our heads for a moment? Our gracious Heavenly Father, I pray that if there's anyone here today who the Holy Spirit is really tugging at their heart to become a child of yours, I would pray that they would just say this prayer: Lord, forgive me of my sins. I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that Christ came to earth. He lived. He died. He was crucified. He was resurrected. It's all a part of your plan for salvation for my life. Lord, I believe that. I accept that. And I want you to come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I thank you that the Holy Spirit would enter my heart and would guide and direct me as I look to you for guidance and direction. And I thank you for eternal life, Lord. I just praise your name. And Lord, I just accept your plan right now by faith. And it's in Jesus' name that we praise you and that we give you thanks. Amen.
Let me ask you something. Today, Kay Yao lives in heaven. Do you think if she had the opportunity to come back to earth that she would come? I don't think so. I know we all miss her, but she is where we all want to be, in heaven, because of her relationship with Jesus. And God continues to use Kay Yao's inspiring testimony to touch lives, even after her death. You just heard Kay give the clear message of Christ. If you prayed to receive Jesus, we would love to hear from you so we can encourage you and send you some follow-up material. You can call us toll-free at 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. You can also email us at stvradio@fca.org. That's stvradio@fca.org. We also want to make the entire KL speech available to you. You can listen or download the speech at sharingthevictoryradio.com. Or you can call our toll-free number and request a free CD. The number is 866-788-5031. Again, 866-788-5031. Coming up next on Sharing the Victory, it's FCA President Les Steckel as he gives his thoughts about KL.
You love sports, and you love reading about sports, but your favorite sports publication seems to have become little more than a fantasy league report. Enter Sharing the Victory magazine. Published 9 times a year by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Sharing the Victory gives you in-depth articles on some of today's most popular Christian athletes and coaches, as well as stories of FCA's impact around the world. You'll also get STV's cutting-edge 2-page poster highlighting one of the magazine's featured athletes. Order your subscription today at sharingthevictory.com. Next weekend on Sharing the Victory, we'll talk baseball with Ben Zobrist of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Whatever we can do to serve the body of Christ, we try to take advantage of that.
We'll also hear from popular speaker and former football player Ken Hutcherson.
To do sports God's way is every play you play for the glory of God. If you're a great player for God, man is always going to see you as a great player.
Be sure to join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Ron Brown welcoming you back to Sharing the Victory. It's time for Coach Les Steckel as he shares some special insights on Kay Yao.
Today's entire Sharing the Victory program has been devoted to honoring the life of Kay Yao, the late North Carolina State women's basketball coach. Coach Yao passed away on January 24th after battling cancer for nearly 22 years. In Kay Yao's 38 years as a head coach, he impacted college basketball coaches and players, both men and women, as much as anyone. The women's tournament in St. Louis will especially remember Coach Yao this weekend, for it was 1 year ago that she was named as the first recipient of FCA's Heart of a Coach Award. It was her humble but truly inspiring acceptance speech on that day which has been replayed in part on today's program. No one present that day will ever forget what she said. In Kay Yao's amazing coaching career, she won 737 games, achieved 3 Olympic gold medals, and was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. As successful a coach as she was, Kay Yao will be remembered even more for her perseverance, attitude, and Christ-like character. She was also the first ever recipient of the Jimmy V. ESPY Award for Perseverance, and she was inducted several years ago into our FCA Hall of Champions. But Coach Yao's first priority wasn't accumulating earthly rewards. She felt her purpose in life was to help and encourage young people through her coaching. And how she faced many years of cancer inspired people from all walks of life and from all ages. ESPN anchor Trey Wingo said people are often defined by fame or money or success, but Kay Yao's life was defined by her faith, which never wavered, even when enduring unimaginable pain because of her long battle with cancer. Indeed, Kay Yao herself said, "If you have faith in God, He is so powerful and so strong. He can give you strength. He can give you peace. He can give you joy." Coach Yao never questioned why God allowed her to have cancer. Rather, she recognized the platform her coaching gave her to encourage others confronting that terrible disease and share her faith with them. At Kay Yao's funeral, a video testimony that she had recorded several months before, purposely to be played at her memorial service, was shown. Even after her death, Kay's words of gratitude to God for being with her in her cancer and her assurance of eternal life because of her trust in the Lord spoke volumes to all the attendees. This is Coach Les Steckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, hoping that when you and I face any kind of adversity, we will remember to focus on God rather than our problem, just as Kay Yao did.
I hope this Sharing the Victory special on the life of Kay Yao has been inspiring to you. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, especially the speech given by Kay Yao. We have the entire speech available for you to download and listen at our website. Just go to sharingthevictoryradio.com. That's sharingthevictoryradio.com. We also have the speech on CD, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy. You can request the CD when you call our toll-free number, 866-788-5031. Once again, that's 866-788-5031. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope you can be with us next week for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.